Normally, you're at more alternative festivals. How does it feel to be at Cannes for you?
I'm always grateful to whoever accepts the films. So I don't have any obsessions for a specific festival or another. I don't have any, like in love, I prefer to accept the one who accepts me and not to dream.
Does it give you inspiration for the class conflicts in your films to be in an environment? Yeah, to be in an environment that's so luxurious.
I didn't put it in this way, but it's a bit, even the prices are crazy, you know? For accommodation, I felt like not coming when I saw it's like 600 euros a night on Airbnb. It's insane. But part of the game, I don't like the game, this part of the game. You're right. And this stupid music everywhere. It means a lot because it's, I think, a very sharp novel, very funny, full of social observation and provocative. That's why the surrealists loved it so much. That's why Buñuel adapted it at some point. But for me, it was a way. It's an original story inspired by Romanian migrant workers abroad. So to measure this story with an ancient older story, I would like to call it adaptation through montage. Didn't adapt the book. I took fragments from it, staged it, and put them in contrast my story. Because of the experience of working together in Dracula, I like her. I find her a great actress. And then, you know, I hesitated for one reason. I thought she's somehow too beautiful. I think she's beautiful according to conventional standards. I like my characters to be different. But I think in this case, I think she's so good that I can go over this issue and make a regular person in a way. So yeah, that was, but the reason was that I really think she's great actress, very quick, very smart, very, very brave. She doesn't hesitate if you tell her something. She doesn't have this self-control obsession that many actors have. She's like to push herself.
Did you talk to a lot of housemates to research the role?
No, parts from my family working abroad and their experiences. I spoke with women working abroad, and there's a lot of online resources, including Facebook groups, including this about their experience. It's a very present theme in Romania because there's a lot of Romanians working abroad or emigrating. It's like 25% of the population, like 5 million, even more, 4 or 5 million. I know so many people who are in that situation. And whenever I go abroad, especially in countries like UK or Germany, Spain, Italy, there's so many Romanians. I get into a taxi or Uber, sometimes there's a Romanian. I discuss with these people about this story. So it's a knowledge I have a lot. This happened to me in Germany, actually, it was not in France, but I felt like I was with my son and a guy came and asked me for money or made a gesture, and I said in German, kein Geld. So and actually I didn't have because I would have given. I usually give to beggars. And I said, kein Geld, I don't have money. And then I moved away and I heard him cursing me really vulgarly in Romania. So I turned around and said, well, I'm sorry in Romania. I said, well, yeah, but still fuck you. Said to me. So I said, it's going to be a fun beginning of the film where a Romanian speaking in French meets another Romanian speaking in French, and then you discover they're both Romanians. In the last years, actually, and I think maybe it's also because you need a certain, in order to make a film or to think of a theme, a certain time of digestion, this idea. For me, this idea dates like 7 years ago or something like that. It's a lot of time.
Why the decision to keep the play and novel as separate?
Because of, I like this structure like that. I like this Eisenstein idea of montage, where if you juxtapose a scene or an image with another image, you end up having something different. So juxtaposing the video letters of the daughter, the main story, the theater adaptation, the fairy tale in the middle of the film, you have a sketch, but you have a complex layers that clash together, and maybe they create a different kind of image. I don't know. It's different ideas and different stories and different strategies for each one. I don't have a style, first of all. I don't have an obligation towards my own vision. I don't have a vision. So I'm open to anything. And for a while I was a bit frustrated, but now I like it more and more because I feel more free. Like someone in a daytime, you can be hungry in the morning, you can be sad in the afternoon, you can have a nice time later on, you can be horny in the evening, whatever. It's part of your own person. So my films are very different. So it's not a transition. I want to doing whatever I can.
Dracula, you looked at a classic historical figure. Now it's a classic work of literature. Is that a new phase or a moment in your career that you're looking at classical sources?
Yes. I need more and more something like a springboard, and maybe because I'm not very talented and not original, I can only offer like footnotes to something. But that gives me an enormous pleasure because you don't start with an open, with a white page. I have a white page anxiety to, you know, open the computer or put in the camera and say, well, what am I doing now? So if I start from something and enter in a dialogue with that something, I feel more able to work and more free, and it's really something that interests me. So it's, I feel it's a epistemological process, more rich somehow. In terms of knowledge, it makes me feel richer.
What's been your relationship to France and French culture in particular? I saw your short on Molière that you did ages. Didn't you do a short on Molière, like comparing some of the characters from this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, on Daumier.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I heard you were doing the French Q&A after the thing. So what has been your relationship to France in particular, and like French intellectualism, I suppose?
Well, there is a historical relation between Romania and France, and Romanian culture and French culture. Historical relation which was partly broke by communist dictatorship, but still remained a lot. So our language is Latin, so it's not easy, but not very difficult to learn French. And for me, it was a teenager thing, because I discovered a lot of French cinema, a lot of French writers, which were translated in Romanian. And so, yeah, I have a very strong relation with French culture, French literature, French cinema, French theater, the avant-garde in France. I'm ashamed that people say, oh, why you have so many main characters women? I don't know. It's maybe because I find the situation of a woman in some cases more complex and more tragic sometimes, or more having more layers than the story of a man in that situation. So it's not programmatic on my part. And also, you know, even now there's accusations in people who didn't see the film, oh, that's male gaze. So the moment you have a woman character, you're accused of male gaze. If I don't have a woman character, I'm accused of that. You never do well. But it's not programmatic. In each case, I have another reason. For instance, this reason is because I know women or people who work like that. Then in Mirbeau book, there's a woman inside. Next film is also with a woman. One of my next films.
Your films also usually focus on the working and underclass. Could you imagine ever to make maybe a film only out of the view of the bourgeoisie or upper class?
I don't have principles. I'm open to anything. So why not?
The middle class in this film, how is it inspired?
Good question, because I don't know how to answer. It was a lot from imagination or from sources I know from French culture or from visiting people in France and from history, and I adapted to the new time. At some point, I was about to work with a French screenwriter. So that's why I wasn't afraid, because I said, oh, this screenwriter will solve my problems. But the screenwriter says, I read the script, I think it's very good, I don't have anything to comment on. So then I was alone with, I felt I was going blindly with this movie from this point of view. But in the end, it seems that there was something that I touched correctly. I don't know. Judging by the reaction of French press. I should do this, but I'm not that disciplined to that. But in that case, the village where we shot is two-thirds empty, and the rest is mostly holiday houses for the people from Bucharest. It's 1 hour from Bucharest. I had this idea to incorporate these images when we were there in November at the last day of shooting in Romanian part. I consider them maybe small poems, visual poems. So takes shorter to make the long takes, literally. So I was a bit lazy, and I said, well, maybe I just, you know, I'm joking. But actually, it's much easier to do the long thing. If it's well rehearsed, then you know what you want to do. The rest of the film is shot, a reverse shot, and here I wanted to have another regime of images. And I shot it almost like at the beginning of cinema, where they had the whole action in one fixed shot, full shot like that.
Dracula was pretty wild.
It's funny and nice.
It's funny, yeah, but has a lot of different media.
Yeah.
And this time you're more traditional. Why that shift?
It's not a shift. I always do, and I want to diversify even more. So I hope I'm able to make a quiet film. I made the found footage documentaries. I made short films. I made Dracula. So I'm greedy. I want everything.
So do you want to be more prolific?
Yeah, I would love to, but I'm exhausted anyways. The real question here, in my opinion, is that there is a real relation, which is not necessarily visible intuitively, between the type of films and the speed of work. If you make a film every 3 or 4 years, like the European system funding imposes to you, then you end up doing the same kind of field like everybody else. The story might change. Budgets are more or less the same. The images are more or less the same. I discovered that if you want to be different, and I want to be different from my colleagues, at least in Romania, you need to have a different rhythm. Like in painting, you know, you can do a sketch in 3 minutes, and that's something. And if you do a painting in 2 months, it will be different from the sketch. So it's a bit my idea of doing sketches, not real films. I don't have a theory, and sometimes I don't choose well, or sometimes I choose well. I really think location is another character in a way, not only the background of the story, but part of the story itself. So I feel more and more interested in paying attention to these places and what they represent.
Do you have a new film that you're already working on? You mentioned it, that you have something.
I'm doing next month independent film co-produced by my producer in Romania and Rodrigo Teixeira from Brazil and Christos Constantakopoulos from Greece. It's going to be, again, coming back to your question, it's another answer to a classic film. It's called Love Diptych, and is my unofficial remake with different stories, of course, to Roberto Rossellini film called L'Amore, Love, from 1948. So I try to see what kind of film could have the same theme in Romania of today. When you're from Romania, you're always or many times in the West, or meeting people from the West, it's not something that is known about Romania, and very few things. So yeah, there's always a bit of, especially with Americans or others, you know, it's a bit, they don't know where you're from or something like that. And I think this is maybe the job of culture. What do I know about Iran? I don't know that much about Iran, but I know a lot, or I have a very deep feeling because of Iranian cinema, from Kiarostami, Panahia, or from Farrokhzad, the poetry, whatever.
What does the comic element in your film mean for you?
They are very important. I don't know if there's comic or not, because I think every human situation has a comic side, and I always try to find this comic side.
And could you imagine to do a tragedy that's without comic?
The tragedy is just the other side of the comic. So no, next film will be on iPhone. It's another tool that has its advantages, and I always feel that Romanian that industry, cinema, is keeping tools just because of wanting to be exclusivism. We have exclusivism, you know, because it's there's no reason to consider an image on iPhone not good. No. See, it's another type of image. It has other qualities.
Yeah, well, there's of course a lot of difference, but I don't have that experience a lot. I played in the film, which is here, for a few minutes. The Harari Queen. I liked it. I made an easy money.